Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, it could go up a little bit. It could go up a little bit. Good, that's good. Welcome. Hey, Aaron, what a nice thing to say. No one ever compliments me.
But I love you, boss.
Oh, bless you. I was just thinking as you were doing the intro and reading the weather, what a great set of pipes. I mean, you people must approach you all the time to ask if you will sell them your voice, right?
No.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
We're going to have Saturday Special Light today. It's the end of the year, you know. People are traveling. People don't want to hear heavy stuff on the radio, I don't think. That's another way of saying we didn't get our act together to get a heavy subject here. But it's fine. We don't want to have a heavy subject at this time. We're interested in having a free-form type program where you can call in and sort of set the tone of the radio program yourself if you want to. 479-1080, 477-1340, in area 831. Also, we have a fax number, 475-2967. It's the Saturday Special. My name is Michael Z, and we have two very special guests in the studio today whom I have asked to be present. Both good friends of mine, and I will be introducing them in just a moment here. But what I really want to do first is call our comment line here. Okay, I hope
okay, you've reached the KSC.
Okay,
please enter your passcode.
Okay, what the heck is the passcode? Okay.
You have 9 messages. 2 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. First message. Friday, December 13th, 12:26 p.m.
Hi, this is Karen Diamond at 833-7722. Last night, you had a black talk show host who was taking the place of Roy Masters, who was a total hypocritical bigot. And I rarely call into, being pretty open-minded, I rarely call in to complain about a radio show. But this guy was awful and should not have been allowed to spout his prejudice and his bigotry and his hypocrisy on the radio. Roy Masters is bad enough, but this guy was terrible. If you would like to call me back, I'm at my business.
Okay, well, we're not going to, you know. I did call the lady back, and pardon me. Yeah, I did talk with her a little bit, and she was very upset about that host. She couldn't remember the host's name. But it was a fill-in for Roy Masters, and I actually called Roy. I think it's a man. Someone who regularly fills in for Roy is a gentleman by the name of Emmanuel McLittle, who is a black gentleman, who really pushed this lady's button here. Has anybody else in the audience been listening to Behind the News with Roy Masters and this other gentleman, Emmanuel McLittle? It's the first time we've ever gotten a comment about the guest host who, and you heard it yourself, ladies and gentlemen, this lady was really upset. So upset that she feels that we should, I mean, when I called her, she said, don't you listen? Don't you monitor your own radio station? I mean, do you think people should be subjected to such a horrible person? Anyhow, I said, no, I can't. You can't monitor the radio station all the time. And actually, I was sort of excited that the responses like that are elicited, because it means that that talk radio is doing its job. It's exciting people and having an effect. So, I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to play that at the beginning of the program, see if anybody has any thoughts either about that particular host or about Behind the News with Roy Masters or whatever. That's one possible topic we can speak of today. Another one, cloning is in the news. What's wrong with cloning? Everybody's getting all upset about... first of all, it remains to be seen whether it's a true thing. I mean, they're going to... I personally think that it's a hype to hype a particular book here. That I had an email from this morning here that I will read part of here. In fact, I'll start it right now. It was I received a copy. I received an actual copy of an email sent to President at WhiteHouse.gov. And the subject, and with a copy to mz@ksco.com. Now, that's pretty cool, huh? I mean, I'm put in the same league with the president. Wow. Greetings to the first family of the United States of America. I am sending my novel, Cloned Love, to your attention, Mr. President. As well as being a fine piece of literature, this novel addresses a pressing forefront issue of our time, and it is a must-read for that discerning world leader charged with deciding the fate of an entire species of humans. Along with being a romance novel, it speaks to the political issues that surround the cloning process while bringing to life the social scrutiny that this new breed of cloned human being will face in this century from their fellow procreated humans. Below you will find the Bill of Rights for Clones, a clonestitution, if you will, contained in the novel Cloned Love, that can be drafted in part or in whole to certainly save years of congressional wrangling over how this imperative issue must be dealt with, particularly now that the first clones are about to be among us. I am including a CC to radio stations nationwide. I thought I was special here. Now, this is just a form thing. The radio stations nationwide, in order to do all that I can do to spread the word of this issue through increased sales of my novel so I can enlighten the world and cease to be a burden to the state. Humbly yours, Thorne Peters, author. I wonder if Thorne Peters really wrote this. I mean, if he really wrote this, or some PR company or press agent or something did this, but I do think it's pretty neat. There's a whole lot more to this that I won't get into now, but we can certainly talk about that subject and in great detail. But now let me introduce our guests in the studio. Bruce Steinberg. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, Michael.
Talk to the mic.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, good. That's your introduction. Dennis Weller. Welcome to
Good morning, Michael.
I'm just being a silly person today. I should tell people who I think people know who Dennis is. Dennis is our information technologies guru here at KSCO, and he's got quite a brain on his head. Apart from technical and computer issues here. And Dennis and I are engaged in regular discussions about world affairs and events, and he's a pretty bright guy here. So I asked him if he would come into the radio station today and just be present and just sort of participate in this free-form Saturday special. Bruce Steinberg is a... person who has been characterized by a person for whom I held great respect, and I still do, but the person is no longer with us, unfortunately. He passed on a few years ago. That gentleman's name was Larry Michaels, and he, along with his son Doug Michaels, founded a software company to bring Unix to the world of commercialism quite a number of years ago. I think it was in 1979, and Bruce Steinberg somehow found his way into that organization, and according to Larry, the founder of that organization, was pretty much responsible for building that organization into what it became, which was a major force in the software world. And he actually told me when I met him, this is Larry Michaels I'm talking about, I met him in 1995, he said, you should seek out and find Bruce Steinberg, because, hey, number one, he's a hell of a guy, number two, he's brilliant, and number three, the guy knows marketing, and sounds like what you're involved in with your talk radio station could benefit tremendously from someone with a marketing background. So when I got to know Bruce, I found out that there is here's a guy who's lived 100 lives in one person. It's unbelievable. Anyhow, Bruce, we're happy to have you on board here. Here at the radio station. And if you want to participate, anybody wants to give a call, 479-1080, 477-1340. I have a funny feeling that the audience might not be as large today as it typically is, which is another reason why we wanted to do Saturday Special Light, because why bother to have a big rigmarole of a heavy subject with people from all over the place talking controversy when there's not much of an audience anyhow. But maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe more people are listening than I would think. And that's why this time of year, we generally like to have free-form programs where the callers can drive the subject matter which is being discussed. I have suggested a couple of comments. I don't know how much either of you have had an opportunity lately to listen to the radio station, to KSCO, but we have been for the last month, ever since the departure of our dear friend Steve Hartman. He's not dead or anything. I mean, he's just not doing the noon show. Steve gave up that time slot, and hopefully he will be back in some form or other here on KSCO one of these days, really, folks, to everybody who loves Steve, which is a lot of people. We decided we would do something different for the noontime slot, and that is try different people and invite people to sort of test the waters as a talk host on this station. And for the first week or two, I sat in and held people's hands, and Rosie has done it since then. And we've gotten some pretty interesting characters on here. But I got an email yesterday from Steve Bankhead. I'm going to read. Michael, this is Dear MZ, Richard's show was excellent today. This was yesterday. And he's talking about Richard Quigley. I still haven't been able to pigeonhole him politically, and that's great. Predictability is the last thing a talk show host should possess. Richard handled Harold from Aptos. We affectionately call him Racist Harold from Aptos, as well as anyone can handle Harold from Aptos. The man is probably the closest thing KSCO has to a crank caller, and it's best not to get drawn into his generalizations and bashings of Mexicans. I checked into him after he slammed me for no reason during a recent show and confirmed my suspicions of who he is. He frequently sends anonymous letters to various local officials regarding his ethnic obsessions, but they're in his own distinctive handwriting, so everybody knows where they're from. I received one from him a few years ago regarding a column I wrote for the Pajaronian, which he considered pro-Mexican. His letter was many pages of gibberish, which concluded with a description of the coming race war, which, according to Harold, would see whites fleeing north as satellite lasers streak the planet's surface. He's an odd one, and Richard Quigley did the right thing by switching to a rational caller. As for Harold's parting remark that his comments were too tough for Richard to handle, the only thing too tough for Richard to handle are the years of counseling Harold needs to rejoin the real world. Glad to hear an additional show is already in the works with Richard for next Friday. I'll be in town and listening. Please feel free to pass on my opinions to Mr. Quigley if you wish. And that's signed Steve, Steve in Watsonville. well, Steve, not only did I pass them on to, well, maybe I haven't passed them on to Richard if he's not listening. I just read it to our audience. Interested in what people's feedback has been during the last month or so with the various hosts at the 12 noon to 1 p.m. time slot. Dan, you've heard you've heard a host or two during the time slot, haven't you?
Actually, that's not a good time slot for me. I rarely catch the noon show.
Oh, okay, because you're working.
That's a work time for me.
Work. Yeah, I tell you what you are engaged in, keeping people's computer systems going has got to be. For someone as dedicated as you, you never get to sleep, probably.
Not too often.
Right.
I got 4 hours last night.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Bruce, tell me, Bruce, what you and I were talking about when we reconnected. I think it was at the KUSP a mixer about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
was it? Yeah. Right. We started to talk about something, a fascinating subject that I had never really considered. You want to bring us, reconnect us with that?
Too long ago to remember.
No. You remember.
You're talking about the news, about...
Well, you know, National Public Radio.
NPR.
Yeah,
news,
NPR Radio. Uh-huh. NPR Radio is something that I didn't realize was actually sort of like AP news. We used to have AP network news on this radio station. And when we first made contractual arrangements to carry AP network news, I was shocked and disappointed to learn that it was not a market exclusive thing, which meant that a competitor, anybody in the market who paid the fee, would be able to carry it. And I said, "Oh, there's no market exclusivity here." Well, we're a member supported organization. Well, what I found out recently that surprised me equally was that National Public Radio is a similar member supported institution. I don't believe they make their programming available to commercial radio stations. I could be wrong about that. I believe that it's only non-commercial stations like KUSP and KAZU now across the Bay, a station which has now been taken under the wing of California State University at Monterey Bay. And in so doing, the CSUMB, the college people, really upset a lot of the listeners of KAZU, the non-commercial station located in Pacific Grove, because what they did is they changed the format and installed NPR. And in the process of doing that, created another outlet of NPR here in the Monterey Bay area which effectively diluted the KUSP audience. And that led to a discussion between you and me about balance or management of news and so forth, there are many people feel that National Public Radio, which is very high quality radio, I don't think anybody would argue with that, and it's got a very large audience, but people will say that if it's slanted, it's slanted politically, it's slanted to the left. I mean, would you?
I would say that's its general perception. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And.
but compared to what? And that's the whole point. When you say slanted to the left, as opposed to slanted in any other direction, can you depend on it for a particular agenda all the time?
Well, I like having discussions like this because there are people who argue that the news that the news in general is slanted to the left, that the media is controlled by left wing political people. Like Dan Rather and like Tom Brokaw.
But what defines them as left-wing? That's such a cliche. It's not, you know, the mainstream media is not left-wing at all. I mean, I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, to me, if you were talking about the media being left-wing, you'd be talking about a whole lot of agendas being brought up, which nobody else is talking about. And I think the thing that's suspicious about the media and the thing that is suspect about trusting the media in any regard is whether the right issues are even being discussed, regardless of what the slant is on those issues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well.
So you know, the as ever, you have to be concerned about the holes rather than the donuts.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I paid attention to what you said, but there is a message on the screen here. It says a listener called in to say that you should not dial into the voicemail over the air because someone could record the sound of the tone and play it into the phone and hear your voicemail. Yeah, Dennis is nodding his head, and
I thought the same thing, but I just didn't want to, I didn't want to mention that in case someone would get the idea.
Guess what? If someone wants to go to that much trouble to get the password, let them listen. And another listener told Aaron that they would not leave messages on the voicemail since you play it live. Well, I didn't play it live. I played it recorded. Now, there's obviously people know that they're being recorded when they leave a voicemail, and when you call the public, when you call the radio station that solicits comments. I mean, I'm sure we say on that your comment may be on the air. Maybe not.
Well, say it now.
I'm going to say it now.
Say it now.
Whenever you call our KSCO comment line, 429-2222, to unload or to praise or whatever, be prepared to have your voice show up on the air here, because we have to do something to fill up our time. You know, when it's not sold by commercials or have programs, so we like to put in cute little promos from people. Now, that voicemail that I played at the beginning of the program from I think the lady was named Margaret, who was just outraged over that Roy Masters guest host. I was very careful to fade down so that, you know, she left her phone number, and I didn't want to broadcast that, obviously. But I did want to broadcast her outrage, because I think that's real important. A lot of people will call a voicemail, but they won't call a live radio show because they're afraid or whatever. So, I don't know. 479-1080, 477-1340. We got two phone calls. Oh, I see, up here. Okay, Jerry in Santa Cruz on Roy Masters. Okay, is that line? That's line one, okay. Jerry, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special with Bruce and Dennis and MZ. Hey.
Thanks. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, I monitor your station quite heavily. It's pretty much on at my house 24/7, except for Saturday and Sundays. I live just down the street, and so I have an occasion to listen to Roy Masters every once in a while. And I will say he is by far the most annoying and off-putting host that you have on your station. He sounds like he's a wannabe Michael Savage without the intelligence to back him up. Seems like it's all drivel and very polarizing things that come out of his mouth. I'd cast my vote for getting him off myself.
Okay. So do you listen? I mean, do you when Roy comes on, do you turn off because you know that?
I'll listen. I'll probably listen for maybe a half of his show sometimes. Just to see if there's anything new that he's saying or anything intelligent at all that's coming out of his mouth. Usually, though, I'll always turn it off. I'll never listen through the whole show.
Well, many people feel that Roy is a wise man.
Huh. Well, it seems to me that he regurgitates popular thinking to sort of promote some sort of a new age moralization. He's this weird conglomeration of very soft, yet, you know, soft right-wing phrases that come out of his mouth all the time.
Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry, I think Bruce has a question for you.
Jerry, I was curious, and I was wondering if when you hear a show like that, and this I think it would be interesting for Michael, too. I know it would be interesting for me to hear it. To hear a response to this, when you hear somebody, and I certainly hear a lot of talk show hosts that I find totally obnoxious, do you find it's almost a compulsion to listen to them to see how bad they're going to get? It's like passing by an accident that's so horrible that you almost can't take your eyes off it. Is there an aspect to that? Because if it's predictable, then you wouldn't have to listen to it for a minute. And I'm not finding fault with your listening. I'm actually honestly curious about that, and I think it's maybe an interesting question for a talk show radio station owner to hear from talk show radio station listeners as to what their motivation to listen to somebody who is absolutely obnoxious.
Well, I kind of find Michael Savage somewhat obnoxious, but I'd much rather listen to Michael Savage than I would Roy Masters, simply because he seems much more knowledgeable about the subjects that he's talking about, like he's done some research, like he's got some literature to back him up, whereas Roy Masters just seems like he is in love with the sound of his own voice, and sort of he rehashes, restates very, very popular statements without being able to, I'd say, refer to any sort of literature backing, you know, any sort of material that could back up his what he's talking about. He's shock value. He's like pablum shock value, like very weak.
Like shock light.
Not even light. It's like
Shock none.
Well, you say he's a Michael Savage wannabe. Do you know that there is a business relationship between Roy Masters and Michael Savage?
No, I had no. I didn't know that.
Roy is technically Michael's boss. Yeah. Roy owns the company that syndicates Michael Savage. Yeah.
It's my understanding
that Roy is one of the only people that Michael Savage will listen to and respect.
Well, you know, I don't know what that has to say about
Michael Savage.
Yeah, no, about the other guy. I mean, they're both out for shock, and I find Michael Savage sometimes entertaining. But I'd much rather listen to Phil Hendry than either one of those guys. And some of your local guys too, I'd much rather listen to than Roy Masters.
Dennis made the gag sign just a minute ago when you talked about Phil Hendry. Much rather listen to Phil. I would prefer to be entertained by talk radio than to have a knot in my stomach personally. But other people won't even listen to anything that isn't political. They're absolute political addicts.
Some people are entertained by having a knot in their stomach. It's a career.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah, and so anyhow, did you happen to catch the host that outraged the other person?
I have heard him before. And
what do you think of him compared to Roy?
Well, I think that he's trying to say the same thing, except he's even far less eloquent than Roy is. I mean, it seems that they must have cue cards that are telling them, okay, touch this pulse point at this moment, and then they just go. You know what I'm saying? They don't back up anything they're saying with any sort of intelligent argument. They just sort of say something and then go on to support it with their own. Their own sort of. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, do you think that if they backed it up? Let me suggest perhaps where you're going with that, and tell me if this isn't it. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but that there is anything eloquent that could be said to defend the positions they take, if the positions are that out there to begin with.
I think that there is ways that they could back up their positions. I think that there are, things that happen every day that they could refer to that would be able to back up some of the things that they're saying. Oftentimes, I think they just pontificate. They'll say something. For instance, Roy Masters loves to talk about AIDS and loves to talk about gay people, and the things that he brings up to sort of back up his point or even illustrate his point are just it's just moralizing. There's nothing concrete or solid or timely that he points to that is going to back up what he's trying to say.
Jerry, are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Okay, well, we thought it might. It's a question to ask.
No, I don't think that matters if I would be gay or not, though.
No, not at all.
It's even more to the point that it's not that I haven't heard the things that he's trying to say before, either by... Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or even by Phil Hendry. I mean, the things that he's pointing to and trying to bring up some sort of, trying to elicit a conversation from his listeners about her are things that every other talk show host is trying to bring up. He just doesn't, he doesn't bring an intelligent conversation into the mix, what he's trying to say.
Well, I'm curious if you could hold up an example of somebody with the same political perspective that is, let's take it to the other extreme, rather than being contemptible, is actually really admirable. I mean, would you hold up a Rush Limbaugh on the other side and say there's the icon of that argument, or is that entire ilk, if you will?
Well, I think Rush Limbaugh is much more, he's easier to listen to, if you want to say it that way. He is somewhat entertaining, he can be funny, he has a shtick that you can listen to. The other guy doesn't bring anything like that to the table. He has his sort of new age voice that he brings on, and he has his talking about himself and all the books that he's written, and other than that, that's just about all he brings to the table.
Where, if you were to map your perception of his political perspective on a scale of like 0 to 10, and 0 was hard left and 10 was hard right, what number Where would you map?
I'd say he's probably around a 7.5 or an 8.
Okay. And can you?
Maybe a 9.
You'd be a 9?
No, he'd maybe a 9.
Oh, okay. And where would you place yourself in that? Can I ask where you'd place yourself in that spectrum as
I'm apolitical myself.
Okay, so does that, and this is an interesting question. I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but it to me is an interesting question. Does that mean if you're apolitical that you'd average, I don't want to sound mechanical about this, but you'd average a 5, or are you just like...
Well, let me put it to you this way.
It's an NA on that question.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I voted for myself for president last election. Wrote myself in on a absentee ballot. I don't believe in the political structure as it is in the United States right now. I believe it's necessary, but I don't believe that it is ultimately going in the right direction.
If you were in charge, how would you change it, Jerry?
If I was in charge?
Yeah.
Well, I think I would start off with having the president elected by lottery. I think that would be the first thing I would do.
I think you should come down here and do a noon show.
And that's about, I'd start with that. And
he does have a good set of pipes, huh?
Start with that and see how it went after that.
Yeah. Interesting.
So in other words, the leadership should be totally random. When you say by lottery, do I
yeah,
understand?
Yeah, exactly.
You?
Well, I mean, as long as you fit the qualifications for the job.
Well, what would the qualifications be?
What they are right now, I guess, natural born citizen and 35 years of age and whatever the other requirements
are. But those are mechanical. The on the real side, the real requirements are being wired, are being positioned from early on in life to be in that whole.
Totally, exactly.
So it's not a matter of 35 for U.S. citizen. That's all a smokescreen. I mean, if you want to get realistic about what it takes to be positioned to be elected the president of the United States, it's not a random game at all.
Oh, I don't think it's random at all. I think it's all being carried out by a little schematic, and the public is being more and more and more brainwashed every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's McDonaldland.
Let me ask you a question about something sort of dovetail into the other issue that Michael had raised before about where. You, speaking of talk radio and sort of quasi-news radio, where do you get, what source of news, and when I say news, I mean awareness of what's happening in the world away from you, out of town, out of the country, whatever. What source of news do you trust the most?
Probably the paper, I would think. But I say I don't own a TV, and I don't read the paper that often either. I guess I just, you know, I watch the TV a little bit, watch the news a little bit, read the paper a little bit, maybe check out the internet occasionally, but news around the world, I think, is also used in many different ways. I really don't trust the media that much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not even us?
Well, I trust you guys quite a bit. You just live down the street from me.
Thank you.
You know. I'll trust my neighbors.
Okay. Jerry, thanks very much for your call.
I got to go, guys.
Okay, yeah, appreciate it. Here comes Racist Harold before the break. Go ahead, you want to respond to the email, I guess, probably, right?
Hello.
Hi.
This is the Patriot Harold.
Okay. You don't mind if we call you Racist Harold, do you?
Not UMZ, but my definition of racist is, like I told you, I didn't say all Latinos were bad. I say... that are over a million of them a year, etc. Okay, I want to keep it light. First, okay. I want to talk about Chief Red Banks there, Stephen Bankhead.
Okay.
You read some of his satires, they're pretty good. Pretty talented guy. But he represents the old Watsonville that let the Latinos pour in. Well, 8,500 whites poured out of that town. And when you go into a city, you move into a city, one of the first things I want to know is, do you have good law enforcement here? You know, and how's the neighborhoods and all that. I'm sure you checked that out yourself. And what your police chief and city council and real estate agents won't tell you about Watsonville is that there are certain areas you do not want to move in. And Watsonville's in a high crime rate right now, and Salinas is also. And if you listen to your news broadcast, most of your violent crime have Latino names on it. You'll start picking that up. But unless you live in the cities, you won't know what's going on. You live way up in Bonnie Doon or... even in Seascape here in Aptos, but I know, so. Bankhead, when you lie about Watsonville, I speak in details over the last 8 or 9 years, and things like the bicycle of Mayor Dennis Osman was stolen right in front of the Watsonville Police Department by Latinos in broad daylight. And Dennis Osman represents the Catholic Church in Watsonville. The Catholics helped. The Latinos moved in. They're still feeding them, still supporting them, getting them home loans, etc. So I don't want to get too heavy, so I'm going to move on
Harold,
to Roy Masters.
Harold, wait a minute.
Okay.
Are you Latino yourself?
No, I'm not, but I told the great Dave, which I hope calls in today, I have a Portuguese grandmother. I have respect.
Are you talking about the great Dave Allen?
Yes, the great Dave Allen.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay, and I have a Portuguese grandmother, and I respect European Spanish, but if 1 million poor Latinos disrespect my sovereign border and what happened in New York, I've got to say something, because I told you on your line what 2 satellite photos we got and what's in the works for the new year.
The comment line, yeah.
Okay, you want me to mention those in the
sure,
air?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, see if I'm crazy, Steve. We got satellite photos of a 5 to 6 million man Latino army on the Mexican-Nicaraguan border, Chinese troops being trained in Baja California, and now you know that pretty soon we're going to hit Saddam, and when we hit Saddam, we have a 1.4 million man army, but when we hit Saddam, the Chinese are going to move in and take Taiwan, and that's all I know. Now let's see if I'm crazy or not about that. Can I move on to Masters?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll take questions, too. Now,
okay.
What they're afraid about Masters is he's a strong, macho, manly type. He's been abused by women earlier in his life, and he puts his foot down on his wife when she tries to take the pants from the family. And you look at our society today, and I come from Watsonville, and I come from Aptos. Now, our boys over here at Aptos are dominated by their mothers. They're going to be doctors and lawyers and all that, but they're feminized. As Rush and Limbaugh started that phase.
No, feminazi is what.
Yeah, I don't want to use that word Nazi because that was a political party that was burned out long ago. Okay.
Roy uses the term femen.
Okay, femen too. And what I'm worried about, because we are going to have wars in the future, and our boys are, in fact, Iraq is coming up, our boys and girls. And I don't know if you've seen The Gangs of New York yet, one of the popular movies.
No, I haven't.
Okay. What's going to happen in a street battle between the Watsonville Latinos and our boys over here? They would cream us. These are macho boys. The father is the head of the family. And our boys over here are feminized. And we're getting better. And the way I look at it is I look at the San Lorenzo boys football team and our football team. The football team, if you remember in high school, is a macho team you want to get on.
Harold, so you would strongly disagree with our earlier caller Jerry's characterization of Roy, right?
Okay, what did Jerry say?
Jerry doesn't care for Roy. He says he doesn't back anything up and so forth.
Okay, now that's probably why he doesn't like Roy, because the only thing I notice he's different, that he says, do not let women take your manhood away from you, you know. Now, I've had 2 relationships that lasted 1 year, and they got tired of me, and they just drop you. And your 50% or better divorce rate in this country, kids running wild in gangs, and the judge gives your wife your property, your house, your car, your money, she's rewarded if she divorces you. And you wonder why we're such a screwed up people today. We are a feminized country, and an open battlefield without high tech, the Muslim forces would beat us, the Chinese, the Mexican army would beat our army in a land battle. Because we better get more men in the army fighting the battles, and don't get women in combat. Only one in 1,000 could do. To go into combat against a man, because all these theories they've tried out, when you put them to the test, they're just theories. Some of them aren't going to work. And I notice some women are starting to want to be mothers and take care of their home and families. They see family values. That's what
Harold, you're a great caller, but it is time for us to move on.
Okay,
unfortunately,
can I just briefly one thing else?
Sure, one thing else briefly.
Because I'm going to go after the right wing too.
Oh,
I want to keep. I want to get this light until Bankhead calls up. But I'm interested in what John Ashcroft is going to take details of every movie you see, book you see, to see if you're some kind of a subversive. Okay, I just wonder what he thinks of me, books I see, and what your guests is going to see. I'm a historian, so I check out history books, and I'm going to see gangs in New York. I see the gangster movies. I love Russell Crowe-type action movies, and I saw Lord of the Rings. So does that make me a subversive or what?
I don't think so, but wait a minute. Don't go away. Let's see what Pat in Santa Cruz has to say. He wants to comment on your comments.
All right, I'm here.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on with Harold.
Hi, Harold.
Happy New Year.
You and I consistently are concerned about too much immigration, so we have that common ground. And I want to say it's a valid concern, and it's always good to hear you speak up, even if I don't agree with everything you say. At least you can see what's plainly happening before us, and you say it, which I appreciate.
There must be a but in here.
Well, see, Pat is from Santa Cruz, and Santa Cruz is going to happen what happened in Watsonville. You're seeing the high crime and lower ocean and the beach flats. And your poor little liberal students up at UCSC don't see it coming. Watsonville was shocked. They dumped thousands and thousands of Latinos. They poured into the neighborhoods, and there was a way of life gone forever. So,
the attitude is very much we're taking over. So the hell with you. And my attitude is, look, there's billions of people in the world that would like to move to California, and the only thing that's going to stop them is California is going to be it's going to be even worse than wherever they're coming from. That's the only thing that's going to stop them if we don't start enforcing some kind of limits at our borders.
Okay, Pat, am I right about Roy Masters?
I mean, we got to deal with that fact, and it's just a reality. It's not. You don't have to be left wing or right wing. You just have to understand that that is the reality.
Okay, am I right about Roy Masters?
It's not going to stop unless we stop it, or unless California is even worse than wherever they're coming from.
Pat, poor Harold is asking you a question.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Happy New Year, Pat.
Yeah, you too.
I'd love to hear about you. You're very talented. I wonder what you thought about the comments on Roy Masters. Now, he's a strong, masculine type of man that he will not let women abuse him, and that's why they hate him.
I disagree with you on that, Harold. I don't get that from him. I get him. He sounds to me like he's been hurt very badly, and he's lashing out, but from a very fearful. He seems very fearful.
Okay, Pat, let's turn it on MZ now. I want to know what movies he sees and books he writes, because Ashcroft has got his eyes on him. And can you tell me what books and movies you see? Because we're going to get profiled like everybody else. So I wonder what MZ checks out, what movies he sees.
I hate to say it. All I do is work, and I don't watch.
I know. This is
a terrible. Joke, This
is a joke, MZ.
I told you
what movies I see. But okay. Ashcroft is checking those things. Those are going in computers now. We're going to pay for what happened in New York with our privacy, unfortunately. But the people that defend Saddam even on the radio, I'm going to tell you this. There are people out there that will kill you. They don't care if you're left, right, or chicken wing. And our country's been hit, so I have to back the president, folks.
Yeah.
Because it might be MZ, it might be me, Pat, or Ben and Salinas. We've got to rally.
Speaking of Ben and Salinas, here he is. Hi, Ben, you're there. Aren't you there?
Hello. It's wonderful to hear Population Pack and Scared Harold put their stuff out on the air.
Oh, I'm Patriot Harold,
how
Ben.
Roy Masters, the woman-hating, Mexican-hating. You know, Roy Masters, let me characterize this person. He gets on the air, and he involves, please call me. I love to slap liberal. Oh, please call me. And there's no such thing as liberal media, liberal press. It's owned by the corporate right-wingers, and we're getting half the news or less than that of what's really going on in Afghanistan, Iraq, North Korea, China. It's filtered news, people. You know it. The gentleman there in the studio know it, and he said it succinctly.
Except Ramsey.
And he belongs on the air, the gentleman in the studio there who's got the nerve to say it. And Michael Z, you've got and kudos to you for running a station that lets this stuff get out on the air. You're the closest thing to liberal media we have because you let nutcases like me get on the air.
When I get
on the air, I don't care, in my whole life, I care nothing about winning beauty contests or popularity contests. My only loyalty is to my fellow Americans and to that which is true and provable. And first of all, I guess Population Pat and Scared Harold are going to have conniptions when after the first of the year, Mr. Bush, who I don't believe is duly elected, but Mr. Bush is where he is, and he's going to grant amnesty on the borders there to Hispanics, and he is going to redeclare Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Baja California as Aztlan. And because Bush loves this Hispanic thing, because Bush realizes California was built on the backs on the labor of Mexicans, be they legal or illegal. Without Mexicans, you would not have the agriculture industry in California, which is the sixth biggest.
I'd be happy to comment at any point.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Wait a minute. We do have commercials.
Okay,
and if we don't play the commercials, we're going to go bankrupt.
Try to play
the commercials here.
Okay, I'll hang
now,
on.
But the commercials have got to go. Okay, take it away, Aaron, and stay with us, gang. You're listening to the Saturday Special, 10 minutes before 11, and there's a lot more ahead. Maybe I've got a great idea about what to do after. Stay tuned. Go ahead, play the commercials.
Happy holidays. I'm Stella Doro here to turn you on to Severino's December calendar of live music. Ralston Brown and the Amazing Jazz Geezers swing out the hits every Thursday night. The legendary Don McCaslin joins Ralston Friday, December 27th. Friday, December 6th, join Saddle Up and Boogie for an evening of Western Swing. Ron Watson dishes out the R&B Saturday, December 7th, and he also has a jam session going on at Severino's every Sunday. Stella, that's me, by Barlight, comes back to Sevy's Saturday, December 14th, and Friday, December 20th. Motown Express, featuring Charmaine Scott, performs Saturday, December 21st and December 28th. Spend an unforgettable New Year's Eve at the Seacliff Inn and swing in 2003 with Saddle Up and Boogie. Our holiday package includes a four-course dinner for two, a table for the evening, champagne toast at midnight, party favors, a standard poolside room for the night, and a brunch for two at Severino's. Call for reservations at 831-688-8987. I'll meet you at Severino's.
Scudder Roofing Company reminds you that safe driving requires 100% concentration. Don't let pride get in the way of safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, please don't drive. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. This message is brought to you by Scudder Roofing Company. They're a full-service roofing contractor serving Monterey and Santa Cruz counties. Call 373-7212. Happy holidays from Scudder Roofing Company.
Most people associate Times Publishing Group with their award-winning newspapers and magazines. But what many of you may not know is that TPG also publishes books. TPG is proud to present Diary of a Breast Cancer Husband, an honest, intimate chronicle of one man's journey through his wife's breast cancer. Diary of a Breast Cancer Husband explores a jungle of very nude thoughts and features motivated in part by carnal appetite, deeply held male sexual fantasies. It's a must-read whether you know someone who has breast cancer or not, says Rosemary Chalmers, host of KSCO's Good Morning Monterey Bay. Diary of a Breast Cancer Husband is available at tpgbooks.com, Bookshop Santa Cruz, Capitola Book Cafe, and Bookworks.
Welcome back to what has become a spicy Saturday special. 6 minutes before 11, hour number one. We've been talking with Population Pat, who's gone, and we've been talking with Ben and Salinas, and we've been talking about Harold and Aptos. Are they both there?
Hello.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ben, are you there?
Yeah, sure am.
Okay, good. All right, continue your conversation
okay.
here while I figure okay, out how
my,
I'm going to
give a minute, then there has to be a break, because Ben and I, we'll ramble on.
Well, okay. Before I entertain this racist question, let me finish my comment on Roy Masters. Michael, you're a radio person.
Yeah, I am.
He invites a question. He waits for a little bit of controversy. Now, this guy is a woman hater, and he's a minority hater, but he loves people to get on there and massage and kiss his ass all over the place. If Emmanuel McLittle had lipstick on, Roy would look like a white seal with a big red spot where his ass used to be.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Ben.
No, but here's a lot of women. This is his technique. This is Roy Messer's technique. Because I've called him on the air. I've told you I've called him. When he makes his when he makes any of his stupid remarks, which is most of it, and then he goes, and then he is like this. Well, I would like to ask you, Roy Masters, if we have such a liberal media, and blah blah blah. Whoa! Oh, then he'll turn the knob down. See there? That's how I deal with liberals. They're what's wrong. They're all cowards. They're raised by their mommies. And then a nutcase from Salem, Oregon, will call up and say, Roy, you dealt with that guy so wonderfully. How did you do that? How did you turn down that volume? Oh, the power of the Lord gave me.
Hello?
I'm so wonderful. The power of the Lord taught me. I've written books on how your mind can keep you well and all this crap. So, Roy Masters, Richard Quigley should be on Roy Masters' spot. There's a guy that's interested in truth and justice. I like that.
Uh-oh. What's
computer literate.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. What
hello?
Were you saying? Yeah, hello. Who's there?
This is Harold of Aptos.
Hi, Harold.
Now, you have to break Ben off after a minute or two and nobody else will get in.
Okay, I'll set my piece, Ben.
Ben, I have some questions for you, then you can question me. That's
sure.
All right.
No, I won't question you, but Ben, I'll answer
okay, let me
questions.
Let me get your question. You've been talking 3 minutes. Here's your test of your patriotism. You know the San Patricos incident in the Mexican War, Mexican-American War.
Come on, get relevant.
You know the St. Patrick's
incident? Get relevant.
Okay, he does know what it is. Now, which side
were
you have fought on?
Talk about today, America.
Which side were you have fought on, Ben? Now, I'm called racist, and I take it. Now, you answer it.
You are
you
racist.
You fought on the Irish that shot at their own American forces and joined the Mexican side. And which side were you have fought on in the Alamo?
What side would I have fought on in the Alamo?
The Alamo. The Texas side for independence or Santa Ana's mighty Cardillo
Army? But to tell you
Army.
The truth, I wouldn't have been on either side. I would have been home chasing their girlfriends while they're out there getting their asses killed.
Well, you slipped that one pretty good. Okay.
What's the truth?
Now, you have a question for me?
No.
No?
No, I know what you are. You're a racist punk.
You won't, MZ, here's the San Patrico incident. We fought the Mexicans
I got a question
in 1848. And when you first see Mexican people, if you toured Mexico City now with hundreds of thousands of them living up in corrugated huts and tar paper up in the hills, you feel sympathy for them.
They're poor.
You get somebody who's living like Osama 500 years ago in dire poverty coming across your country, they're going to bring troubles with them. And that's what I'm trying to say, but Ben is not saying. The San Patricos saw the Mexican people, and they felt sorry for them. They switched sides in a war, and they shot and killed over 1,000 of their own American troops. So I'm worried about people like Ben. He talks like a patriot, then he talks like a Mexican national, a La Raza, then he's a patriot, a La Raza. Come in the middle somewhere.
Okay, now wait a second here. I want Ben. Are you still there?
Yeah, I will respond.
What you said about Roy just a minute ago.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It was shocking.
Yes, he is a bigot like none other. I'm surprised you give him 3 hours of airtime on your stations.
I got a question for you, Ben.
Well, Michael.
Yeah.
I have even recorded some of his dribble. And feeded it to you on your comment line to make sure you'd hear it, because I know you have a life to live. You don't always listen.
Yeah.
And I played some of his anti-Jewish, anti-Latino, anti-women comments to you on your voice station, and then
what
I will
nice
put my comment. Why do you keep
the Latino
to the Jews?
Hey, MZ, let me ask him a question.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you half the time, but the other half, obviously not.
Thank you for having me.
Every time somebody disagrees with you, it's automatically, their motive can only be racist. I mean, that is a pretty simple cop-out because, for one thing, if you knew me better, you'd know that's a lot of crap. And, I'd also like to say, you know, when you call yourself La Raza, you're calling yourself
La Raza. I don't call myself
La
Raza.
You're
I'm an
supporting
American.
Do you not support La Raza?
Now, wait a minute here. We've only got less than a minute for the news here. So I want to, hello, is there someone else with us?
Harold of Aptos.
Yeah, and who else?
This is Ben.
And who else?
Population Pat ran away.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe what we'll do here is continue this. In fact, that's what we're going to have to do because in 20 seconds, USA Network News is going to come on. And if we don't run the news, then our listeners are going to get real upset because, after all, this is a news talk radio station.
Yep.
And we have our procedures here at KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville, where hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special is 6 minutes ahead. We hope you'll stay with us.
USA Radio News. I'm Chris Luba. In his weekly radio address today, President Bush says the U.S. will confront the danger of catastrophic violence posed by Iraq and the country's weapons of mass destruction.
The war on terror also requires us to confront the danger of catastrophic violence posed by Iraq and its weapons of mass destruction. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously affirmed that Saddam Hussein is a danger to his neighbors and to the peace of the world.
Bush's comments come just 1 month ahead of the deadline for U.N. arms inspectors to submit their report on the search for banned weaponry in Iraq. Bush also linked his anti-terror campaign to disarming Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The president says he will also focus on the economy and making it stronger.
Also in the new year, we will press on in the effort to turn our economic recovery into sustained economic growth. This economy is strong and it can be stronger. I will work with Congress on a jobs and growth package to add momentum to the recovery and to put people back to work.
Bush says 2002 has been a successful year considering the obstacles we have faced. The International Atomic Energy Agency says UN nuclear inspectors will fly out of North Korea on Tuesday. The inspectors have been ordered out of the country amid a dispute over the communist state's nuclear program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs any more, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-465-4340. That's 1-800-465-4340. 1-800-465-4340.
The federal government says new INS registration requirements on foreign Muslims are necessary in order to keep tabs on who is entering and exiting the country. However, opponents called the measures discriminatory. Steve Sandberg reports.
By mid-January, any legal male non-immigrant between 18 and 46 from 20 mostly Muslim nations will have to register with the INS. It includes photos, fingerprints, and addresses. But Pakistani-American leader Shaukat Sindhu says this is outright discrimination.
If this is going to make my homeland America safer, that's okay. But that's not how it looks like. And that's not how it sounds like. It sounds like Pakistani community has been targeted.
Community leaders say Pakistanis are generally productive members of society who love and would defend America. Steve Sandberg in Rahway, New Jersey.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck Shampoo is back.
Growing up, I used Breck Shampoo. Who didn't? So when I saw the Gold Formula Breck in the classic bottle was back, of course I bought it. I felt the difference immediately after washing my hair. It felt like it did when I was 18, and I'm far from 18. And Breck still has that amazing, clean, fresh scent and that rich lather. My hair felt clean and looked great. Soft, shiny, and manageable. Breck is back. I loved it then. I love it now.
Rediscover Breck Shampoo, and your hair can be beautiful, too.
It's a little too late to do any last-minute tax planning for 2002, but it's a perfect time to figure out what you're going to do next year.
Use up any remaining balances in your health care reimbursement accounts for 2002, possibly then prepay it for 2003. Make sure if you have a chance that you fully fund so you get the match on your 401k. You have until April 15th of next year to fund your Roth or your traditional IRA.
That's American Express financial advisor Grayson Otto. However, Otto stresses that he is not a CPA and you should always run your ideas by your accountant before making any major financial moves. And finally, Baltimore Skyline has a crabby new addition, a 10-foot red neon crab dubbed Big Phil. The sign in Baltimore's Locust Park neighborhood can be seen from Interstate 95 and the Inner Harbor. Big Phil, which sits on a 100-foot smokestack, is the mascot for Phillips Foods. This is USA Radio News.
From San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
Well, it's 5 minutes past 11 a.m. here at KSCO Radio, and I'm Aaron Bond with a quick look at your Central Coast weather forecast for today. And it calls for winds southeast, rain developing locally heavy, especially in the Santa Cruz Mountains, with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Rain changing to showers late in the day with highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s. And southeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45 miles per hour, possibly around midday. Winds shifting west 10 to 20 miles per hour in of the Saturday specials. Stay tuned.
Okay, before we start it officially, I want Ben and Salinas to call back immediately. Oh, geez. We need to clear line 12. So whoever's calling right now, unless that's Ben, just clear it.
It's gone.
It's gone. No, there's someone there. Is that Mr. Logic? Ask if it's Mr. Logic, okay? Can you get that? We need to free
there's
that
line. There's a dial tone.
There's a dial tone. Okay, good. Ben in Salinas, I want you to call us back immediately, please. Well, don't put it on hold. Just hang it up so that it can be free. Good. Now it's free. Ben in Salinas, no one else. Call 477-1340 right away. Okay, please. And I will officially welcome you all to our number two, and this is the way we do it here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Just press off and maybe it'll work. Hey, welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special here on AM 1080 KSCO. Lots of funny things happening today.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, who is it on line 12 then?
There's no one. It keeps ringing, but it's just the dial tone every time I pick it up, and this phone won't let me hang up without a great deal of trouble.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. Here, I'm going to do something really terrible here. Here, I'm going to do this here. I'm just going to kill everything. Okay, Ben, you can call us on any number you want now, okay? Any number at all, 479-1080. Or 477-1340. It's a terrible thing that I did. Just a terrible. I feel really guilty. All our lines were jammed, so I just cleared them all. I hung up on everybody. And it's not something I've ever done in my life before, and I'm ashamed, but it was something that was just absolutely necessary. And maybe, you know, so we got to get Ben back. maybe Ben just got so upset from his last call to the station that he went to do something else. But in any case, welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special. We had a little bit of fun last hour. A caller called, said to keep Harold, Pat, and Ben on the line as long as possible. He says they are hilarious. Ellie Kramer says that this is boring. Kick these guys off. Another listener says these two idiots are ruining your show. He turned to KGO. Another caller said this is the best Saturday special ever. He's glued to the radio. Okay, Harold's back. Ben and Salinas is back. Okay, he's on. All right, good. So here, let's do this. I think we got to get Ben here. Ben, are you there? Oh, I got it. Are you there, Ben?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for calling back here.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. Here's your chance.
Okay, I would like to.
No, I want to get this settled once and for all.
Sure.
between you and Roy Masters. Because you've been calling the comment line.
Yes, sir.
You've been very upset about some of the things that Roy has been saying.
Yes, sir.
And you've been very upset that when you call Roy, he hangs up on you or he doesn't let you talk or something.
And I keep calling him back, too.
Okay.
Because I don't run from no mental midget like him. I can't.
Oh.
I could not sleep at night if I was discouraged by the mental midget of Roy Masters.
Okay.
But I would like to make an apology.
Okay.
My personal comments against Harold are unprofessional and not in good keeping with self-control that I like to be proud of, because sometimes when we talk, the mouth works and the brain stops. But my personal attacks against Harold are unintentional and strictly emotional. But I do apologize, because I don't think on-the-air personal attacks of anybody are correct, although Roy Masters is a mental midget. That's a professional comment.
Now, you're just calling names. That laugh you hear belongs to Roy Masters. Now, go ahead and talk.
Oh,
guys, I want you guys
to
talk.
Roy.
Hello. Yes, sir. I have never cut you off the air.
Yes, sir. That's not... You shouldn't lie to the listening public, Mr. Masters.
Well, all right. So I tell you what. They either believe me or you. So that's next subject.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. It's your show.
I'm invited as a guest.
I thought it would be a good idea because Ben.
What's his complaint?
Yeah. So the complaint is
I cut him off the air. I have never.
So I have called your show one night 10 times in a row, and then you put me on, and then you'd let me make a comment, then you'd pot it down. See, the Lord gave me the power.
Last time you called, I talked to Michael Z about it.
So you read
you talked for 10 minutes. It was the end of the show.
10 minutes.
I said you seem to be behaving yourself lately.
Mr. Masters,
I might have you on one day.
Mr. Masters, respectfully, I have never.
Well, that's all there is to it. I mean, this doesn't need to be an argument between you and me on the radio on that subject matter. They either believe me or you. So,
well, I'm not
let's
trying
go
to
go on to the next. What's your beef?
My beef with you is you are a right wing bigot, and you're also
and
a racist,
with you
and you're anti woman.
Pig. So what? Now, what's your beef? I mean, the
that's
never
between
shall meet.
That's my beef with you.
Okay, so that's my beef with you.
So that's all.
So in a war, I shoot you, and you shoot me. That's
no,
the end of it.
No, if no, you're you an Amer- no, if you're an American, I will die beside you. I'm fighting for the same thing you fight for, sir.
No,
the
in
flag
a revolution,
of our country.
In a revolution, you wouldn't do that.
What revolution are you talking about,
well,
sir?
Well, the revolution that's coming with your kind.
Oh, you mean you're talking about this race war that other races
talk
about?
Yeah, in other words, you are the racist pig.
I'm
a good
pig.
American, sir. You are the pig.
No, you're the racist
pig. Feeding at the trough.
Well, it's okay if you can
ignorance.
Use names. I can use names.
But that's okay, sir.
This is where you want to degenerate this program. It's okay with me.
Hey,
I can have a lot of fun with it.
You call me the pig, sir.
Yeah,
I'm,
you are.
I'm not surprised it's in your lexicon.
But
because
I want to know, if we're going to have an intelligent conversation...
Well, if you'll shut up long enough, maybe we could.
No, please, let me do my best here.
Yes,
just,
sir.
Yeah. I just want to add, because here...
You're the boss, Michael.
Woman hater, okay? You've.
Okay, tell me about the woman hater.
Ben believes that you're a woman hater. Is that right, Ben?
Yes, sir. He is a woman
well,
hater.
Just tell me the things I say that makes him believe that.
Because every time we speak of strong women of substance, you say that they're making the men in America too feminine to fight for their country. That
no,
they're
I said there's
ways.
No such thing as a
you
strong woman
term,
and weak men.
Huh?
There's no.
I only say that there are no such thing as strong women, only weak men. I got it. You got it backwards. I say
there's no such thing as strong women.
I said men should never take advantage of women and never deflower a woman.
You say there's no such. You say there's no.
Hey, I'm telling you what. Listen, nincompoop.
No, you listen, nincompoop.
I'm saying to the audience, men should love their women, not lust them and abuse them.
Then why do
women are delicate flowers? And they are very precious. You're hearing me now. My audience is hearing me.
Why do you?
I want to say what I want to say.
Why do you say? Why do you say that there are no strong women, just weak men?
Listen.
Why do you say there are no strong women?
Let me explain it.
Why do you say there are no strong women?
Please?
Why do you say that?
Would you shut him up, please, so I could explain.
So you
could
pontificate.
I want to say it.
Here. The only way I can do this. The only way I can do this here. Okay, go ahead. I've got to put one on hold because they all come in on the same pot. Are you there, Roy?
Yeah. So I want to say it in my own way.
Okay.
I said. About women, that men should love them and not abuse them. And women should not take advantage of their machinery unduly to weaken men. And that's all. I mean, that's the basis of everything I say. Men should love them and not abuse them or take advantage of them. And the problem with the left is that they have seduced women away from their natural role of loving mothers and wives. That's the downfall of the country, and men are stupid enough to let it happen. Now, that's the nutshell. If you wanted a bigger explanation, I could have a talk show. Listen to my show at night.
Yeah.
And call in. And if you have a beef, you know, you can call in. They'll call on in this show, so why don't they call on my show at night? I've got plenty of space and time, 3 hours, to talk about these subjects. I never get many calls from your area.
Yeah, what happened?
No one's got the courage.
What happened? You used to get some. You used to get a good amount from our area. What happened?
You know what it is?
What?
I've been 43 years on the radio, Michael.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, I keep saying on the radio over and over again, I have never, in 43 years, had anyone intelligently call in my program. Hardly. In other words, the other night I said, and it was on your program, I will tie my hands behind my back. And I know I'm difficult to talk to. I'm very opinionated. But I would like some criticism, please. I will put both hands behind my back, and you can criticize the hell out of me and lie about me all you want. I'll just listen. No one called.
Is criticism
including
a...
Go ahead. There's someone named Bruce in the studio here.
Yeah, I came in a while ago. Am I hearing you saying that criticism and lying are equivalent?
No, I didn't say that. You see, you're jumping to conclusions.
I'm not jumping to conclusions. I'm asking a question,
Roy. I said you can criticize me or lie about me. Did I say not use the word or? Or would you clean your ears out?
I'm asking for an interpretation of what you said.
I gave you the interpretation.
Okay.
Criticism or lie. They're neither one. A criticism could also be a lie. You can criticize me unfairly.
Absolutely.
And twist what I say.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I understand.
And a lot of times people say that. That's why it's good. That's why it's good to have you on. You know, in a way where you can respond to people. But yeah, and I wish I had separate pots here. We're gonna see if we can get an engineer to do that.
So you can criticize me. I prefer criticism that will show me where I'm wrong, not call me names, not call me a woman hater or anything like that. Explain to me what you think, how you hear me. You may not be hearing me right.
Okay, well, I would, just as an example, I would just, and this is objective feedback regardless of my opinions,
yeah.
I heard you say, and I think I heard Dan say before, that women are not strong.
No, I didn't say that either. You see, why don't you keep clean your bloody ears out? I said there's no such thing as a strong man in a strong woman in a marriage. There's only a weak man.
Well, that's, I'm sorry, clarify how
I'm clarifying
how I misstated that. No.
A woman loves a man that she can't have her way with. She respects him. No one respects a human being that is weak and they can have their way with him, whether it's a man on man or man on woman. But especially with a woman, women are looking for men that they can't control. That's a really man that loves her. A woman doesn't have any respect for a man she can't control. Or is your wife controlling you? I'm asking you the question, who has the pants in your house?
I don't look at it as having pants.
Oh yeah, I know. Maybe you got a skirt.
No, Roy. Now you're into name calling again. You want to get into that?
Well, let's play the game.
I'm not playing the game. I haven't called you a name yet.
Then who is the man of your house? What role are you playing?
I am the man of my house. Now, what does that mean to you? Does that mean the lord and ruler of my house?
No, did I say I was lord and ruler?
No, what does it mean when you say man? Obviously, if I'm the man, I'm the man.
Why don't you listen to what the hell I'm talking about? I didn't say I was lord and ruler. I said I'm the man.
That's right. And so you asked me a question, and I said I'm the man.
And we both enjoy our roles.
But I'm not sure those roles are equivalent.
You wouldn't enjoy me if I was weak and said, yes, dear, anything you say, dear, or become a bully. I'm a man. I love my wife. I watch her. I take care of her. I see her. I see that she has all her needs fulfilled. But I will not give into anything unreasonable. Just like President Bush does not give in to anything unreasonable, he wouldn't be a president.
You saying presidents never give in to anything unreasonable?
No, he should not give in. To
of course
anything.
Not. Nobody should give in to anything unreasonable,
well,
including
then if
a woman.
Your wife is unreasonable. Do you give in to her?
I said nobody should give in to anything.
No, I said, I'm asking you the question. If your wife is unreasonable, do you give in to her for peace? The question, I want an answer, please.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, then you're the man of the house, right?
No, because a woman could say the same thing.
No.
Why is it different if a woman feels I'm unreasonable and doesn't give in to me?
That is correct. But you should never be, you see, the thing is, a man should be of such stature that he should never be unreasonable. Women, by nature, are emotional, therefore are given to being unreasonable.
Okay, I think we just got down to the bottom of it.
And at times.
Gotcha.
And what they need is the love of a husband that says, no, not tonight, Josephine. You can't have your way.
Yeah, I've got to say that I think Roy Masters is probably the most misunderstood human in radio. I got to say that.
Well, they want to misunderstand me.
Well, I don't know whether they want to or not.
But I don't want to misunderstand. I know what I'm hearing.
No, sick people always look at well people as sick, and they see themselves as well. That's a typical liberal. Reasonable people, it's the unreasonable people or the anti-human. The people who have no morality and decency always are threatened by people with morality and decency. I want to ask the caller, does he like President Reagan?
You mean the guest in the studio here who's been talking to you?
Either one. Okay. Either one of those people.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
Do they think President Reagan is a decent man?
President Reagan?
Yeah.
You mean the former president?
Former President Reagan.
He's still president.
Yes, he was called president.
Yeah, what do you think, Bruce?
I don't know him. I don't know if he's a decent man.
He was president for
You're talking about icons.
So
I'm not going to get baited into that. You're talking about icon worship.
You have an opinion about me, but you don't have an opinion about him?
I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you. I have an opinion about something you just said real time in a conversation.
I'm measuring your intelligence.
I'm sorry?
I'm measuring where you're coming from, because I'll tell you that people who are liberal and mentally ill don't like a reasonable person like President Reagan.
So liberal equals mentally ill, or are you going to deny
correct.
That connection, too?
Liberal means mentally ill.
Liberal means mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
Good. Can we record that and use that as a station
absolutely
spot?
Absolutely could use it, because you look at reasonable kids who love their parents, and liberals do that in school. They demoralize and degrade the children that have family values.
Roy, do you realize what a hole you're digging yourself into? You've just linked mental illness and liberalism.
At all. I'm not digging myself into any hole. I'm simply stating facts.
Okay. Now here's what we want to do here. The traffic lackey wants to get on. Wants to say something here, and the only way this is going to be orderly is if I put on one and then the other, because I need an engineer to come in here and redo this board so I can have separate people on separate things here. So hold on just a second, Roy. You'll be on hold, and then we're going to put this other caller on here. Just a sec here. Traffic Lackey, are you there?
MZ, I was really looking forward to dealing with this this angry old man.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe him and Dr. Laura's ex-wife and his wife should get together, or ex-husband and his wife should get together and write an advice column on how to ruin a marriage.
Okay, well, the reason we're not on together is because it would just be a shouting match and nobody would hear anything. So,
right.
So is that all you wanted to say? Or
No.
Why don't you ask him a question here, and then I'll put you on hold and put it back.
I wanted to ask him what closet in the house he keeps his wife in.
Is that your question? That's it?
Right.
Okay.
And by the way, MZ, I'm a conservative, so I would label him a woman hater. I think he's angry if a woman has an opinion, really.
Okay.
I think it makes him very angry.
Okay.
Unless she's kowtowing to his silliness, like a Dr. Laura type, maybe.
Okay, stand by here. Roy, did you hear that? Roy?
Hello. Yeah, my wife is right here. Would you like to talk to her?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Ann.
Hello.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to talk to the man.
Okay, here, just a second.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah, you're on together. You're on with Mrs. Roy Masters, Traffic Lackey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, let me ask you, how do you dial a phone in a straitjacket?
I'm sorry, I can't hear a word you said.
How do you hold a phone in a straitjacket?
I don't know. I don't understand that question. I don't understand that question. You've got to be a bit clearer than what you just said to me.
I said, how do you hold a telephone in a straitjacket?
I have no answer for that.
Right, because you're probably a mental midget yourself. That's how you married a dummy like himself.
Oh, you're trying to degrade
right,
me
right.
now
you were,
because
hey,
you couldn't
word,
degrade my husband.
Hey, look up the word chattel.
You're not a very nice person, are you? I'm a Southern lady.
Southern
and I
lady.
Thought you wanted to speak
right.
to me.
Is there a Confederate flag on the wall behind you right now?
As Roy Masters' wife, and I would be very delighted to talk with you.
Is there a Confederate
flag
on the wall behind
you? If you're going to degrade me because you couldn't get to my husband, then that's another story.
Oh, I can get to your husband. Tell a little hypnotist to get on the phone.
I beg your pardon? You must speak up.
Huh?
I cannot hear you.
Who are you talking to? Hang up the phone.
I need my phone. Use your own.
MC, this is entertaining, isn't it?
Jeez, I wonder who wears the pants in that family.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to call my mom.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Huh?
Do you want to speak to me about something?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, now, yeah.
Hey, Roy, that sounds like a strong woman you got there. You better be careful.
Right. Did that intimidate you,
Roy? I don't need to be strong because Roy is strong enough for both of us.
Right. Strong enough for both of us?
Did
he tell you
correct.
What to eat?
But I'll tell you
this. Tell him I'm hungry and he's not hungry.
Does
he angry with you?
No.
Traffic
talking.
Lackey, stop talking here for just a second. I'll have to put
now,
you on hold.
I
okay.
will
go ahead,
tell
Ann.
You this. That I am strong enough to know my place. I've been married to Roy for 50 years. I'm not a young woman. I'm a mature woman, and I have 5 children and 16 grandchildren. And I know I've been around the block, and I know what life is about. And I will tell you this, sir, you are a very angry, judgmental person. Now, if you would like to talk to me on a mature level, I will be very happy to. Otherwise, I will not use my energy to defend my husband to you, nor to defend myself. Now, would you like to talk to me like a regular person?
Okay. Now, I don't understand what you want me to say to you.
I don't want you to say anything to me. You were degrading me, my husband to me, which is a very...
Your husband to what?
A very rude thing for a man to do.
Uh-huh.
A very rude thing.
Right.
Why would you want to... Why would you not want him to have his opinion
about
what life is about?
Does it make you cover your head when you walk out the front door?
Pardon?
Does it make you cover your head when you walk out the front door?
You know
okay.
you're an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry. You're
all right.
just an idiot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, stand
well,
by here.
Well, Lily's just here.
Here.
Rush Limbaugh would say,
all right, I'll
here.
Turn you back over, Michael.
Yeah,
I
here, wait a second.
Absurdity. What's that?
Well, my wife don't think much of whoever that was.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah? Now, what?
Tell
listen.
Me just exactly when you,
you
decided
know,
to give up the business
you
of being a hypocrite.
You said, what was it? Do I keep her
on the radio?
I don't know how to... I don't know how to... Hold on a second here, gang. Here, this is what I have to do. That's what I'll do here. Okay. That was wonderful radio, Roy. I mean, you didn't get to hear that unless you were on the extension.
No,
it doesn't
I didn't
sound
hear
like
it. I just... She went in another room.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, I've gotten to know you and Ann, and she didn't even know what was going on. You just put her on the phone, and boy, did she just... whoa.
Well, she wasn't really that strong. You
yeah.
wait, you wait. She could be stronger than me.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to Ben and Salinas here on line four because he wanted, and this will be a hold thing here. Ben, there were a couple of other things that you
yes.
that bother you about Roy.
Yes, I just want to make reiterate what statement he's already denied. He said, there are no strong women in America, only weak men. Now defend that. The strength, the strong, the beautiful, wonderful women of America are the ones who raised the children like me while our fathers went off and got their butts shot off in World War II. Well, how dare you say there are no strong women? The mothers of America have more balls than the men in America. And that's my comment. Now, and you did say that, Mr. Masters, and that there are no weak men in America. As a matter of fact, Hispanics of all other races... to a large degree, won more medals of honor than any other single race in the U.S. Armed Forces. They died on the battle. Their blood is in Normandy and Bataan just like any other. How dare you denigrate the strength of American men or women, that we're a strong, wonderful country of good Americans. And you have to be clear thinking and get your head out of that conservative rat trap because it's addled your brain, Mr. Swiss Cheese there. Now I will shut up and let you speak. There's
okay.
no potness here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Roy, did you get that?
Well, I don't know how he connects all those things together. All I said, you know, it's a spiritual principle I'm speaking about, that in a marriage, in a relationship, you know, women are not supposed to have the balls. The men's supposed to have them, and not the women. And the problem with America, and the problem with every marriage, is that either men are either, yes, dear, anything you say, dear, and women have contempt for that, or men out of... losing their manhood and not knowing how they've lost it, become horribly violent, and they're not men either way. But there's a certain creature, person called a gentleman. And the example, one of the nicest examples I've ever seen of a gentleman is President Reagan. He is a gentle man. He is a noble soul. His wife respects him and looks to him. Now, there's In a marriage or in a relationship, especially with a marriage, the only reason why women feel inferior to the followership role, where men have the leadership role, the only reason why they would feel inferior is because of ego. And ego does not like to serve. It only likes to dominate. So wherever there's ego, there's a problem in a relationship, whether it's a business or whether it's a marriage. And so the whole idea is for a man to learn to give his ego, his pride, up to his creator. And when he has given his pride up to his creator, he no longer has a will of his own. It is God's will that lives in him. And when God's will lives in him, it will not abuse a woman. And when a woman sees that, she gives herself warmly to him, knowing she will not be hurt. And that's, so therefore, there is Christ in man with woman, and woman with the children respecting the mother, who respects the father, who respects what's right in his heart. Now, that is the nutshell. I can take it further than that. I don't know where he got Mexicans from. I don't know where he got all the rest of the stuff from. All I'm saying is men must not be fallen. They must not fall to the abuse and use of women. Now, if that's the hatred of women, I know there's something wrong with them, unless, you know, you belong to the clan that thinks that men, you know, women should allow themselves to be used.
Okay.
And demoralize
guys.
We've got
the phone lines are jammed, actually, but Millie has been holding for a long time. I want to get her on, so hold on, Roy. Let me put Millie on, and she can say her piece here. Sorry we hung up. I had to get Ben on. Go ahead, Millie. You're on the air.
Yeah. I didn't call in to talk to Masters, but I have comments on Ben and Harold, and also a little on the media.
Okay. Well,
Ben worked hard to inform us of just about all the atrocities rained upon us from the current administration. He works all the time. He must be on a computer a lot. Ben has said his ethnicity is Filipino. Maybe he meant partly, but he certainly isn't Mexican. Now, Harold. Harold, to my mind, is a voice crying in the wilderness regarding the inundation of people coming over the southern border. The ramifications of this huge population coming over overwhelms the state. Harold is more of a realist, in my opinion, than a racist, Michael.
So we should call him Realist Harold.
Well, maybe we shouldn't call him anything, but he comes
well,
off.
You know, I have pet names for because of population pad, and you know.
Yeah, that. Well, okay. So. Yeah, I don't. He doesn't care. I don't think anyone cares, except that I think a lot of listeners look upon him as a racist because he dwells mainly on the Mexican situation
right in
Watsonville. But however,
I want to keep this to Roy because I called Roy to get him on the phone here, and so
yeah. Well, I was on for 40 minutes.
I understand. So, do you have anything to say about Roy? I think
no,
he's one of your favorite people.
Well, no, I really can't. May I mention something about the media?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it was mentioned earlier that the big three are all liberal. Yeah, personally, the big three on the networks are liberal, but the corporations they work under will not let any hot potatoes out, and you've got to know that. It's a travesty. Now, I just want to quickly mention the sources of news. One person early on your show, the first caller, said he practically doesn't read anything. I don't know why, but or listen to anything. The BBC News and Radio, excellent. Salon.com is excellent. The London Observer is. For local stuff, regional California, the San Francisco Guardian is good. And so, and Le Monde in the French press is good.
Did you hear my Saturday special a few weeks back with the publisher of the San Francisco
Bay
Guardian?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Good friend of mine.
And even the one of my sons lives right near the Canadian border, and they're telling a lot of stuff that we don't hear at all.
Right.
On their news. Well, thank you for letting me add.
Okay, Millie, thanks
Bye.
For your call to the Saturday special. That opens up a line at 479-1080. It's KSCO AM 1080 with we got Bruce Steinberg, we got Dennis Weller. Believe it or not, they're both here in the studio. We got Roy Masters on the phone.
I'd like to ask Roy a quick question. Roy, are you with us?
Oh, okay. I'll put Roy back on here. Yeah, Roy is here.
Roy.
Yes.
You said something before that you said sometimes, and I enjoyed listening to your wife. She sounds like a wonderful lady, and I'm not picking any issues with her.
Yeah, well,
but
I
you said something.
I helped her to be wonderful.
Well, that was very magnanimous of you, and I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah, I encouraged her individuality and strength.
Well, you said something before we get distracted on the kudos here of why she's wonderful. I'd like to find out from you.
That, you said she's wonderful, but I helped her.
Well, that's then to the extent to which we all.
My house would have been a mess. I would not have had a family if I had been like you think I ought to be.
Oh, well, you don't know how I think you ought to be, so that's
yeah,
not
I know.
A fair comment.
Really, you're a liberal, aren't you?
No, I didn't say that either. You're jumping to conclusions. Can I continue one simple question? You said something before that you said sometimes she can be stronger than you are. Did you not say that?
Yeah, well, in other words.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to get you in a corner here. I'm trying to ask you what you meant by that.
That's not a contradiction. See, I have a few houses. I saved up money and I got a little income from houses. And she runs that little business. And when people don't pay the rent and people give me a hard time, she's better at that than I am. There's some things that women are better at than men are.
So she's your bold. Is she your rent collector then? Are you saying that's her role?
Oh, come on. Now I'm just saying there's some things that she does much better than I do.
That sounds like a very ballsy job that you've put her into, collecting rent from recalcitrant clients.
Yes, it's something she does very, very well, better than I do. She does that work, but there are some things that I will not let her do, like stand up for her against a bully. I won't let her fight for me. I am stronger than her in many things, but in many ways, her strength is feminine. It's a real feminine strength.
Mm-hmm.
It is not weak. It's not wishy-washy. In some ways, it's very much like mine. But she knows her place with me and is respectful.
Mm-hmm.
That is more than most. That is more than most people can say.
We want to.
My family is a solid family.
We want to move on to a caller, Rick, about Roy Masters here. So stand by. We will be right back. No, actually, we're going to go to Rick on line three. Rick, you're on the air on the KSCO special.
Hi, Michael.
Hey
how
there.
Are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a feeling and a comment about Roy Masters. I heard him back in the 70s, and he had a total different spiel then. He was more liberal. I think he's a self-hypnotized automaton, and I don't think he's capable of understanding any other point of view other than his own. I think he's the madman. And, you know, he's whatever he can make a buck at the time. When he comes on, I start searching the dial for anything else. He's you can't listen to the guy. He's insane.
I don't know if you heard what we were talking about before, but are you saying he doesn't have that hideous car crash factor that you can't take your eyes off?
Not at all. I don't like that crap. You know, I can't stand hardly any of this right-wing, foaming-mouth, war, anti-Democrat, make the liberals into the bad guys.
Rick, what do you listen to on our station?
I listen to just about everything. You know, I try to have an open mind and listen to both sides. I listen to this. I listen to Phil Henry. I listen to, I even listen to O'Reilly, who is, you know, I think he spends quite a bit, but, I listen to him. I try to hear both sides, and that way, you know, you can make up your mind better. But you only have really one side.
Right.
All the radio only has really one side now, except for these little programs like this, which is really nice, and I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling. Wanted to give you your say here. That was Rick in Santa Cruz. Now we're going to go to Jim on a cell phone line, too. Jim, you're on the air on the KSCO Saturday special. Hey, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, go.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey there.
Nice to be on your radio station. You may recall that I came up to your house and Patrice introduced this at one time.
Oh, that Jim. Okay, yeah. How you doing?
Good.
So you have a comment on our topic today?
I do have a comment on the topic of Roy Masters. And I don't have a question of Roy. I think that the problem is that Roy's way past his prime. That's one. Two, he has not evolved other than as a shock jock. Three, most of what he says is very effete and has no real foundation in any substantive knowledge on his part. And he seems to respond to most issues with a stream of consciousness that has, again, it has no foundation. Listening to him on your radio station, I think, is a disservice because of the substance of many of the other programs.
You mean broadcasting the show is a disservice, is what you're saying, right?
To the listenership and to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because Roy really doesn't bring anything to the table. And this is coming from, as you may recall, a rather conservative pro-Bush, I'm not going to say at all right wing, but I'm definitely in the conservative camp.
Sure.
And listening to him, he does a disservice to conservatives.
Jim, how long have you listened to Roy?
I don't make a habit. I'd say off and on 10 or 15 years. But,
oh, I see. Okay.
I don't make a habit of listening to him because I find him to not bring any real substance to the table. And
okay.
And he's rude and all of those things that most of us don't like in radio.
Okay, stand by. I want him to respond here, if he will, here. Don't go away, Jim. Yeah, so Roy.
I've been listening to all of these people.
Yeah.
And all they do, I have no substance. I'm past my prime. And you know, I have a program at night, and I'm gracious to all the callers, every single one of them. I have a program for 43 years, Advice Line, gracious to all of my callers. And where they get those ideas, I do not know. They must, you know, I always say bad people always see good people as bad and bad people as good. Because, some people see President Clinton as a good person. I don't. Some people see President Reagan as a bad person. I don't. In other words, it all depends on who's hearing and who is listening. I have an audience and I've sustained myself all these years and I am growing. I have now 160 stations. I started out with one. So when he says I'm past my prime, now he must be something, you know, he doesn't know all the facts. But the question is, there's not one single person who will talk to me and tell me where he sees that I have no substance. Give me one complaint. If I'm saying something stupid, something ridiculous, outrageous, I need to hear it.
Okay, stand by. Yet. Let's ask Jim that question. Jim, did you hear that question?
Yeah.
We want you to be a little more specific, and I should have asked you that question, but I thought, go ahead.
I'll be more specific. This gentlemanly, considerate attitude that Mr. Masters articulates, I would note, Michael, that he engages in a lot of name-calling and denigrating of callers, such as, for example, calling them devils and mindless and brainless. That's one issue. Now, earlier in today's program, Roy reversed himself about three times on the issue of the controlling woman issue and the feminine strength issue as to who was respecting who. Now, it may have been a slip of the tongue when he did that, but that's not something that's unusual with him. The substance of my criticism of Roy Masters is that it all appears to be stream of consciousness, rooted in his own, biases that he brings to the table. Now, there's certainly nothing wrong with having a conservative bias. I have a very strong conservative bias. I have a great deal of admiration and respect for Ronald Reagan, for example, and I'm extremely pro-Bush. But nonetheless, when I hear a conservative, or a so-called conservative, radio talk show host that really doesn't carry the ball, but rather is carrying the water bucket, it really is bit bothersome because okay. We're not really making any real substantive contribution and we're not convincing anyone of the issues that are of such importance in today's world.
Jim, I really appreciate your calling the program today and waiting as long as you did. Before you go, I want to ask you one question. I want you to clarify your point that you made earlier about your belief that KSCO does a disservice to our listeners by having Roy on with his program.
The point that I was making there, Michael, is that you have someone that, for example, you're not getting a call or response from him. And by the disservice, I mean that he is not generating the kind of interest in the community that you would otherwise have by someone that would be articulating similar positions but would be able to back those positions up and support those positions.
Now, you're not necessarily talking about a locally produced program. You're not talking...
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not necessarily talking about a locally produced program at all. I'm just talking about Roy Masters and his inability to articulate the positions that he relies on bombast rather than substance to relate to the listening audience. And that's really what I meant by disservice. And, you know, I certainly wasn't talking about KSDO. I was talking about Roy Masters.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special, where it is now 13 minutes before 14 minutes before 12 noon. Let's see. We have Jeannie from Aptos on line 3, I think it is, here. Let's bring Jeannie up. Jeannie, you're on the air on KSCO. Hi.
Good morning, MC.
Hi.
Well, I don't hear too many women calling in, and Millie called in, and she wouldn't talk to Roy Masters.
Yeah,
but
it says here on the screen, a caller says your pet name for Millie should be Silly Millie.
Now, I didn't put that there,
Michael. No, you didn't put that there. That another caller called in. Now, it also says a female listener asks if Roy Masters has seen the latest copy of Time magazine where three women were named People of the Year, amongst others, and she wants his comments. And we do need to break soon. Thank
you. Okay. I would like to support Roy Masters and his comment. They are feminizing the men in the United States through propaganda. And this is one of the goals of our elitists, people behind what's happening, is this is the part of destroying the family. And as you know, Michael, I'm a very strong woman, but I have a very strong husband also, and we've been married 41 years. And Roy can be very direct, he has sometimes not a very diplomatic way of saying things. But in this one subject, he is right on. And I would like to say to Roy that I do admire your courage. And we have a real problem with the feminization of the men in America now. Not all of them, but we have this propaganda going where they want to destroy the family unit. And there has to be a strong head to the family. And that's, you notice, MZ, that the John Wayne types, all your strong masculine types, in the movies, they're there no more. They're gone. So there's a definite pattern of destroying the family unit right now.
Because they smoked, Dennis says. Because they smoked and got lung cancer.
Yes, a freedom to choose, and that's what it's all about.
Right. Jeannie, thank you very much for your call. We got to do an Agenda 21 program here just after the first of the year, so we hope you'll be around.
That sounds good, Michael.
Great. Okay, thanks. There goes Jeannie and Aptos. Now, there is a caller named Michael on line 2 here. Let's bring Michael on the air here. Welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special, Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, good morning to Roy also. Roy, the other night, had his radio show, and he made a comment about original sin. And I want to emphasize that. I'm not speaking for Roy, but I do believe there's a direct relationship between the family, mother, father, and the children. And the original sin, I believe, is the where you'll find the bones of what is going on with the feminization of America and the destruction of the family. And I think they're tied. And I think Roy, he takes a very large overview with what's going on, and he relates it to the family and what's happening to men and what's happening to women. And I thought, yeah, with that comment he made the other night, he could pretty well wrap up this whole show with what's going on with the breakdown of society based on just the original sin, how it's related. I think Roy could take that right there. And I'll just listen off the air. Hey, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody else should talk. You caught me when I was out of the room here trying to find out about commercials here.
Well, did Roy hear all that?
Yeah, Roy heard it. Let's put Roy on right now. Roy, you want to – in fact, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
As usual, Michael, as usual, none of those who criticize me will do it directly to me. My lines are open, and I'm always happy to receive criticism every evening. Always happy, always mentioning, please, if you have a criticism, I would love to hear from you.
But you have to do it. But you have to do it with respect. You
yeah,
can't,
but Roy, I do it. I always do it with respect.
Did you
always.
Take that as a criticism,
unfailingly,
Roy?
And I said in 43 years it hasn't happened.
Yeah, Michael.
And the only way they can talk to you to me is through you. They're using you as howdy doody. Excuse me. I know I have respect for that. You know. So what it is. And they give all these they cast aspersions, they twist what I say. So I'm sitting here listening, but they're not talking to me because I would say you're not hearing me right. A lot of people don't hear me right.
Did I not hear you, Roy?
Oh, you did. You're hearing me right. You said roughly, you know, in a short form what I say overall.
Yeah, is that about right?
The media. The media, the left-wing media, now I'll say it, the left-wing media is the serpent, the once-removed embodiment of the serpent of the Garden of Eden. It has the same principle, same intent, to use the women to get to the men and to liberate the women from their natural role that they should love and to bring down the men and use the weakness of men for women to do this and discourage the next generation of boys to be feminized. It's
you
going on. That's how you destroy a country. That's why I despise liberals.
Okay.
I don't hate them.
Agree,
I despise
Michael.
Them.
Okay.
Would you agree with me, Roy, then, that if you destroy the father, then you destroy the country?
You've destroyed the country, and that is the goal. If you read the Communist Manifesto and all the communist literature, the goal is to demoralize the youth and remove the father from the home.
Yes.
Okay. To destroy the family and the government control the women and the children. They say goodbye, and they indoctrinate them, and you can say goodbye to all your freedoms.
Michael, thanks very much for your call on the Saturday special. We got to take one quick commercial break here for a couple minutes. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Logic meet Roy Masters. Okay, go ahead. Take it away with the commercials. Aaron, good.
If I keep on the fairway, I might make par. If I keep from slicing, I might stay out of the sand trap.
If I keep sneezing, I'll never make it through 18 holes.
Seasonal allergies can make you feel miserable. Only once daily Allegra 180 milligram tablets have hexafenidine for long-lasting non-drowsy allergy relief, so you can feel more like yourself again. Side effects are low and may include headache, upper respiratory tract infection, and back pain. Call your doctor today about a prescription for once daily Allegra for patients 12 and older. For more information, see our ad in Health Magazine. Call 1-800-ALLEGRA or log on to Allegra.com.
Yeah! Hey, sorry guys, I'm just hot today.
Allegra. Enjoy your world.
Radio Shack has great savings at the Groovy Super Tuesday sale. Every Tuesday until Christmas, you can save a lot at Radio Shack. Yeah.
This Tuesday only, get 10% off at Radio Shack with your Radio Shack Actors Plus credit card. Great deals on DVD players, personal electronics, toys, and more. Tuesday only at Radio Shack.
At participating stores, computers, PDA services, online phone, and special orders excluded. Void where prohibited. Cannot be combined with certain other offers.
Shop real early and save big. The Super Tuesday sale, Radio Shack.
I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm actually quitting smoking for good this time. I'm using Nicorette on a regular schedule to help prevent cravings. And every now and then, when I really want a cigarette, like when I'm stuck in rush hour traffic, I take an extra piece to help stay in control. Over time, I'll use less and less Nicorette. And after 12 weeks, I'm done. I can do this.
You can do it. Nicorette can help. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Okay, welcome back to the remaining 5 minutes of the KSCO Saturday special. Very spicy one today. Here, let's bring in Mr. Logic here, whom I called earlier this week and asked him if he had time available from wherever he is, which happens to be New Mexico, that he should call into the Saturday special. He did, and he's been on hold for most of the program here. But I got to say that on the way in to the program today, I was talking to Roy and telling him that his name might come up on the program. In fact, it would come up because I was going to play that voicemail at the beginning. And it would probably evolve into a discussion so that he should be prepared to receive a phone call here from us here, because I thought it would be great for him to participate, and it certainly has been. In the process of my talking to him earlier, he said to me that he would love to have a talk with a physicist because he's writing a book or something. I said, physicist? That means Mr. Logic. Are you there, Mr. Logic?
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is no longer available. No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Here, I want you to meet Roy. Roy, actually, you might have actually talked once before. I can't remember whether you guys have ever met. Bob Bishop, a.k.a. Mr. Logic. Roy Masters, a.k.a.
Hello,
Roy Masters. Now, Roy, you were telling me that you're writing a book, or you're rewriting a book that I guess you wrote, and it's not going to be too technical.
It's called Finding God in Physics.
Uh-huh.
The whole idea of writing the book, I got so tired of the Big Bang Theory, I knew there was something wrong with it, didn't quite see what was wrong with it, but when I started criticizing it, I saw it very clearly, but we don't have time to really make a foundation under what I want to say.
Oh, no, certainly not now, but in the radio business, we call this a tease for a possible future program here. So
I realized that it's impossible. It was impossible for time to precede mass, which is that plasmic state of something infinitely small, infinitely dense, and infinitely hot. It's some kind of pre-science plasma, and nothing can exist without time. No matter whatever form it takes can exist before time. I didn't see how time could precede it, because the mass would be so great, so dense, that the time couldn't leave it, because time and space goes down black holes which are infinitely smaller than that. So I based a whole book on that, and I'd love to talk to the physicist about that.
What do you think, Mr. Logic? Are you up to it? There's
a book called How to Build a Time Machine by the physicist Paul Davies.
Yeah.
And he discusses all this matter of how gravity affects time, how acceleration affects time, and all that stuff. And
I'd love to talk to you about it. I would love to have a program on that with you.
Well, that'd be great. So we will set it up, okay? And maybe we can do a tease on your program, too, for it.
Oh, I would do it. You know what?
There's
one other thing I'd like to say.
Yeah.
I wrote the book not for science so much, but to tie science to the spiritualness of religion, so that if there's a beginning, there must be a beginner, and if there's time, there must be timelessness. And you see, and if the whole universe is said to move according to the theory of Einstein's relativity, that nothing could be said to move except what is relatively still. But what is relatively still is also moving, and since everything then is moving, because we know that things move,
it's going to be
by relativity. There's got to be something, an absolute rest in the universe, to say that the whole universe is moving, otherwise it isn't.
It's going to be challenging.
Absolute rest is the beginning of time.
It's going to be challenging to keep this particular topic on a not too technical level, but we're going to try.
No, it won't be technical.
We're going to try. Anyhow, Bob, I just wanted you to meet Roy here, and maybe I'll be in touch with both of you to set a time to do this. Now, before we end the program, Bruce wanted to say something. Go ahead, Bruce. Let me turn on the mic here.
Roy?
Yes.
Hi. I'm sorry. I just wanted to comment on something you said, and if you can suspend disbelief for a minute that this is an objective question. I just want to comment on something you said, that in 43 years of being open to criticism, did I hear you right? And you're saying that you've never found anybody who called in who did effectively challenge or question anything in a form that could.
But no one has been able to.
Okay. Could I make a suggestion? Because I haven't heard in any of this that you have acknowledged that anybody possibly could have a point. And I think that the fellow who called in before, who talked about the lack of substance, if I can link those two notions together.
But he never said what it was.
Well, I would say that subjectively, from a marketing standpoint, if you will, from a human perception standpoint, that if you're talking about what substance consists of, the fellow who is calling in, and I would tend to hear what he's saying, is that there's no there there. And he was saying that he heard you vacillate.
That's your opinion, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying that...
You know, I think that intellectuals lack substance because you could, to make a quick point, you can actually brainwash the common sense out of a person they were born with and replace it with intellect. Former Vice President Gore, he is all intellect and no substance. He's got substance to some people because some people think substance is intellect. I say it's something, but it isn't substance.
Right, we're going to have to go on time, but I would just point out that, just respectfully for
you
to think about that.
I hope you got my point. You got my point, didn't you?
I did get your point, and I would like to just count it. I'd like to just suggest that what you just did.
Will you call him on the radio? On his name?
What you just did is part and parcel of what I'm talking about, that you turned it around.
You call on my radio show and see how well you do. I'll give you a whole hour.
Wow, you should do that, Bruce. That'd be cool. Okay, Roy. Roy,
make your point and see how well you can pitch yourself against no substance. Then we'll see how much substance you've got.
Pit myself against no substance?
That's right. It's a nice argument. I have an intelligent argument with you. A very appropriate and gentlemanly argument with you if you will do likewise. Make your point. Tell me I have no substance. And I will show you that you have no substance.
I didn't say you have no substance. I said I was offering a viewpoint if you're truly interested in understanding how somebody else might think you have no substance.
Well,
I didn't say that.
My friend, my whole life is understanding how people think. That's how I make people well, because they think wrong. They think from their emotions. They think from their reaction to environment. That's what's wrong with them. They think. But they think right, because no ego worth his salt will admit that he thinks wrong. Ego won't let that. It's called denial. The hardest thing in the world.
We've actually spilled over into the news. I got to read this fax. It's my fault, Roy, not yours. To MZ from Stephen Watsonville. Just wanted to thank Harold and Aptos for responding to my email and getting the Saturday show off to a lively start. Talk host Phil Henry has to create colorful characters for his shows. Thank heaven Santa Cruz County and KSCO Radio has its own cast of real offbeat residents to keep our lives interesting. As far as people expressing controversial opinions on your show, there is no healthier form of mental exercise. Words shouted in public are no danger. It's the words whispered behind closed doors that can hurt us. Every time Harold talks on your radio, our First Amendment rights are reaffirmed, and talk radio can perform no higher function. Congratulations to all involved. That's from Steve in Watsonville. Thanks, Steve. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to Dennis Weller. Thanks to Bruce Steinberg. Thanks to Roy Masters. Thanks to everybody who participated. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. We will be joining AP Network News, USA Network News, after the That's All, folks.
That's all, folks.
Due to terrorist attacks is a very, wrong decision to be taken.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin described the attack, which was the worst suicide bombing ever witnessed in Russia, as inhuman. He also accused the rebels of waging war against their own people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
When I saw the Breck shampoo bottle on the shelf at the store, I was really surprised. It was just the way I remembered it. The classic bottle, the Gold Formula. Of course I bought a bottle and I couldn't wait to get home and try it. It was amazing. The incredible Breck lather that I always loved and the unforgettable fragrance. But most of all, Breck left my hair feeling clean, soft, and manageable, just like it used to. Beautiful Hair Breck is back.
Try Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck and your hair can be beautiful too.
Of all the questions on the minds of Americans this year, a survey of the internet search engine Jeeves shows the number one question was about song lyrics. Alexa Rubin, editor-in-chief of the Jeeves Top Question Report, says the search engine got 2.2 billion questions this year.
You know, Eminem was absolutely the king of the internet this year. He is just huge. In the past 2 years, Britney Spears was the top celebrity asked about. And this year, Eminem unseated her. One of the things that people really want to know about Eminem is his criminal record.
The number one question about Osama bin Laden was whether or not he's alive, and if so, where is he? There was a 125% increase in searches for jobs. Others with jobs wanted to use the search engine to research a possible career change. And finally, the Jelly Belly Company of Fairfield has been fined $200,000 by the EPA. This is USA Radio News.
From San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
It is 5 minutes past noon here at KSCO Radio, and I'm Aaron Bond with a quick look at your Central Coast weather forecast for today. And it calls for rain developing, locally heavy, especially in the Santa Cruz Mountains, with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Rains changing to showers late in the day with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s and southeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts to 45 miles per hour, possibly around midday, when shifting to west 10 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon time. For your boaters forecast today, winds southeast 10 to 20 knots with gusts to